Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I have the pleasure of having three guests in the studio with me this morning. Galen Payne, good morning.
Good morning.
Galen, thank you for joining me. Rich and Susie McClear, good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Good day to you.
Thanks. Rich and Susie are the new Raven Radio co-general managers, and Galen Payne is on the board of directors here at Raven Radio. And Galen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And I'm delighted to have the opportunity to welcome both Rich and Susie on behalf of the board, and in particular, Robbie Littlefield, who's our acting president of the board. And I'll turn it over to them because it's their interview.
So Rich and Susie, this is some things are coming full circle here, I would say, a little bit. Rich, you were the first general manager at Raven Radio, and how many years ago was that?
I came over here in 1980.
Yeah, and Susie, you, of course, have been involved in all many things I can't even remember.
If it's legal to do at a radio station, I've done it.
Sounds good. So you're both taking over as co-general managers here. That's effective as of just a few days ago.
Well, actually, it's effective in the end of August because we had plans to go with our family on a vacation to Ireland. And so we'll actually be taking over as co-general managers last week in August.
So tell me a little bit about your plans for the station moving forward, but once you get back from your refreshing trip in Ireland.
Okay, first of all, what's happened is, at Becky's request, she has been moved to operations manager.
And that's Becky Myers.
Becky Myers, she's the general manager. Mm-hmm. And also, she is going to be, she's written a grant to rebuild the translator network in the villages. And she'll be managing that and rebuilding the translator network if we get the full funding of it. So that is what's happening here. Because the first question people always ask me is, well, what's happening with Becky? And so that's what's happening with Becky. Our plans are to, one, try and get the station on a sound financial keel again. Because of the pandemic, during the pandemic, we had an increase in listener support, which was great. But once the pandemic was over, it dropped. And like every other station in Southeast Alaska, listener support and underwriting dropped because of fear of the economy, because of what's going on in the economy. And so not only did our underwriting drop, but underwriting for Coast Alaska dropped. And so that creates an issue. So one of our goals is to try and restore some of that and to get the budget under control. We're not going off the air. It's not one of these crisis situations, but it's something that we have to do. Another thing is working on deferred maintenance, because you might have heard a few minutes ago tone coming over the air.
Yes, we did.
Well, we have an automation system that Bill Prendergast and I installed in 1993. Well, computers have changed a lot since 1993.
Just a tad.
And so one of our goals is to upgrade that system. And then also, the transmitter is old and things like that. So we've got to do an inventory and work on that type of thing as well. And then also just after COVID, we lost volunteers. Some of them never came back because, you lose the habit. And so one of our goals is to just rebuild that pool. In other words, we're doing a COVID Recovery Act, among other things.
So I have a little anecdote about the fundraising. During the pandemic, I happened to be here at the station one day reading the news, and I got a phone call from someone in Seattle who said, I'm stuck in Seattle, I can't come back to Sitka, and I've been meaning to donate, and how do I do that? Mm-hmm. So it was absolutely an important thing for people, not only here locally, but in other places listening to the station streamed online.
Well, that's one of the advantages of the changes in technology that we were talking about, is that we have a lot of opportunities now that we did not have when we first put the station on the air.
Yeah, and one of the things that the COVID did, for instance, it used to be people hung out at the station, listened to records, listened to music, talked about radio, that type of thing. After COVID, that all stopped, and it hasn't come back yet. One of our goals is to get people to come back to the station, volunteers to talk to each other about their programs, to exchange ideas, to kind of build that hothouse environment of creativity again, which COVID dropped off right like that.
Well, it's one of the fun things that has always been a part of the station, is to come and curate some kind of a show. You know, we have plenty of people we have people that do that today, and we certainly have the resources available with online music sources to really present good radio.
And if that went away, we have a library.
Yes.
We have a library.
A whole lot of vinyl library that I understand. You know, this young folks are finding is magic.
The station is part of my tour whenever somebody comes to visit to see what the air room looks like and to see what the newsroom looks like and to see what the vinyl library and CD library looks like.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the grant for the translators.
Well, it's a request to the Murdoch Foundation and also a match with Rasmussen and also some individual fundraising that's been done. And depending on how much comes through, the idea is to increase the power of each of the translators, or most of them that we can increase, because the FCC has changed the rules. And these translators were installed in between 1983 and 1988, something like that. And so they need replacement as well. But with higher power, we can get out further. Another thing is to make them more energy efficient. For instance, in some sites we're putting in solar power, and that will help. The translators aren't that high power, and that will ease the pressure on places like Port Alexander or Pelican, which generate via diesel. So that will help them do that. And then also, to work with people in the community so we have, hopefully, more local voices from each of the translator communities on the station.
Well, it's certainly been a focus at times with the news department is to have people go out and try to do interviews and gather information from our translator communities.
Yeah.
So, Susie, I'll ask you how, of course, you and Rich have been working together in radio for years and years and years. How do you envision working together on this co-management position?
That's a tricky question because we don't do it intentionally. Based by personality, anybody that's worked with us knows within a couple of days who you talk to about which issue. But essentially, I will be doing numbers and Rich will be doing programming.
Okay.
And I'm dyslexic, so having me do financial reports is a disaster. Fortunately, Susie's very good at that. I understand program flow and stuff like that. And I think we're both pretty good at working with people and trying to recruit volunteers.
Mm-hmm. So I understand the budget. So, Galen, I'll ask you a question about the budget. So the budget's been finalized for the next fiscal year. Remind me, the fiscal year for the station starts.
It has just started, and it will be for the next year.
Okay.
And, yes, we are in need of funds. There's no question about it. The pandemic took made us take a really serious hit. And we're hoping the community comes behind us and lets us keep going in a good direction.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the board as well. The board represents the community, not only of Sitka. Is there anyone on the board from anywhere outside of Sitka?
Actually, yes. We do have Rachel Myron from Tenneke, and she's very active, and it's great that we actually have representation. And she, of course, is very, very interested in the translator program.
Well, having been on a number of boards, I know how difficult that can be. And how much of a challenge it is, and how much we appreciate the work that you and the other board members are doing to try to keep this place as vibrant, as Rich said, and exciting and interesting a place to be.
Thank you. Forward to working with them because it's a really active board.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to having things that are fun to get people up to the station again, to rebuild an esprit de corps after COVID, because a lot of places have never recovered after COVID because people are used to staying at home. They're not going out as much. And I just think it'd be great if volunteers can get together, exchange ideas about programming, I just heard this new record. You got to listen to it. Expand all of our horizons about the music we listen to, about ideas and stuff like that. And that's one of my main goals. And maybe bring back some of the fun stuff like the Radio Olympics that we used to have and things like that.
Well, that would be fun. We are out of time. In case you just joined us, we've been listening to and speaking with co-general managers for Raven Radio, Rich and Susie McClear. We also have Galen Payne on the board of directors here in the studio. Looking forward to some changes, some new things, some things that were here before and may be brought back, and also some improvements to the stations just all across the board. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.